Kia ora and welcome back to the Stag Rule Podcast. This is the Big Game Records. We're up to the second one of the Wakatipu Manapouri herd. This one is JP McPherson, Upper Eyre Creek, Matoda River Watershed, Eyre Mountains from 1959. It's 11 by 12, so fair number of points there. 38 and 5 by 38 and 38 of spread, span of 26 and 2. Beams are 6 each, the coronets are 8 and 7 by 9 and 1. Brow tines are 14 and 5 by 15, bays are 11 and 5 by 14, and both trays are 17. The inner rolls are 10 and 4 by 11 and 5, outer rolls are 5 and 6 by 8 and 2. There's an off the inner royal on the right hand side of 3 inches. Back tines are 14 and 6 by 12 and 5. First outer off the back tine of 6 and 6 by 5 and 6. Second outer off the back tine of 11 and 5 by 12 and 2. Third outer off the back tine of 7 and 2 by 7 and 7. Then a first inner off the back tine of 1 and 2 on the left. A second inner off the back tine of 5 and 4 on the left. A third inner off the outer. Inner off back tine on the right of 2, and a fourth inner off back tine of 5 and 5 on the right. Of course, all of those are irrelevant because they're not even. But the total is still a whopping 363.5, so despite all that, it scores well. John McPherson shot the stag near the headwaters of Eyre Creek on June 9, 1959. While he was taking part on a straggle muster with Jay Inglis and his son Walter, there was a heavy mantle of snow covering the ground down as far as bush level, and while glassing the surrounding country from the lower slopes, McPherson spotted a mob of 13 stags occupying a warm, sunny face. Despite being up to their bellies in soft snow, after a long stalk, McPherson was able to single out one particular stag carrying a set of antlers vastly superior to his companions. When the three men reached a spot rather close to the mob, the stags, having watched them approach, suddenly broke for the cover of the bush. As they passed by, McPherson was able to secure the best one within a reasonable range. There have been suggestions the deer occupying this area of the northern Southland could have been influenced by infiltration from the Pomahaka Waikaia herd occupying the country immediately to the east. The structure of this fine trophy clearly indicates the form traditional to the Windsor Great Park strain, failing to display any sign of the very mixed genetic background of the Pomahaka Waikaia herd, about which the writer has on occasions been guilty of referring to their breeding as licorice all sorts. So a little bit of detail into the Wakatipu Manapouri herd, Windsor Great Park strain, and for things to come, the Pomahaka Waikaia herd. Make sure you're subscribed, and up next we have F.S. Sizemore from the Takatimu Mountains, Southland, somewhere around 1935 to 1945. We'll see you there. This is New Zealand Big Game Records Volume 6, The Red Deer, Part 2, written and compiled for the New Zealand Deerstalkers Association, incorporated by D. Bruce Banwell. Published by the Halcyon Press, a division of Halcyon Publishing Limited, PO Box 360, Auckland, 1140, New Zealand. Printed by Prolong Press, Limited, China. Copyright 2011, D. Bruce Banwell, first published 2011, all rights reserved.